Father and Son, Holy Ghost, amen. So dear brothers and sisters, the Holy Catholic Church, our Holy Mother, is putting before our eyes the chapter on charity in the Epistle and also in the Gospel. It's a great occasion for you to remind, especially our oblates and benefactors, what is the religious life, because that the Gospel and also the Epistle is speaking about the religious life. Especially, why? Because St. Paul said that follow your vocation. Our vocation is to be perfect like our Lord, our Father is perfect. It's a commandment of our Lord. And this perfection of the law, of the commandment of God, of the first commandment is to love Him with our whole heart, with our whole mind, with our whole strength, with all our resources. So every Catholic has to follow that vocation, that calling, to perfection. This is why the religious life exists, so as to be a model, a reference for every Catholic to follow, to know what they have to do, what remains to be done in order to perfect themselves. So it's a great reference, not only in doctrine, but also especially in virtues, an example, in the law of charity. At the highest degree possible is practiced according to the rules of Saint Benedict. Is the tendency of religious has to be towards perfection. So it's not demanded that we are perfect. It's not. So the sign of vocation is precisely that we have the desire to the greatest perfection possible. Even if we don't attain it on this life, the desire to pursue it, to try to do it better. And all the means that our Holy Father Saint Benedict place on our hands, the instruments of good works are precisely for that purpose, to strive after perfection. This is why anybody should remind themselves that religious life is the basis for everything, even for the priesthood. It's impossible to become a priest without perfection, without pursuing perfection, without the example, without the virtues, without practicing charity in the highest degree possible. This is why now that we are in a tremendous crisis, in such a way that we touch already the bottom of the crisis, no doubt about that, because there is no one to keep the faith on the file and to keep striving after perfection with the fidelity that Christ requires from us in questions of faith, hope, and charity. So in this world, in this crisis, people, traditionalists, are in a very dire situation. They are helpless and hopeless. So everybody has to realize the religious life is the answer. Before even a seminary, even a priestly formation can be talked about, first has to become the religious formation, religious perfection. At least as a basis, or at least as a backup of prayers, in order to boost their with graces the future vocations. So let's analyze this epistle and the gospel, and to realize what is the calling of every Catholic, which is rely fully in the religious vocation, at least as a state, as in a state of perfection. So first, Saint Paul says, "I am a prisoner of the Lord." The first sentence that match very well the religious. We are willfully prisoners of the most sacred heart of Jesus. We live in his most sacred heart, in the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We belong to them, only for them, only through them. We are here only to please them and to be our king, our queen. We are prisoners of love. So this is why in the world it's very difficult to do this, and we know. We know our faithful is difficult. We know they struggle very much. But at least they have to know that someone, already a convent and a monastery, are praying for them, for everybody, to get these graces of that they need to persevere and to be saved. But our Lord needs these souls, these victim souls, these souls who live in his heart, in order to to move his hand to shower graces upon us. So Saint Paul keeps saying, so be worthy of the vocation in which you are called. So we are children of God. We are everybody has to belong to God completely. Every Catholic has been rescued by the most precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are obliged to be worthy of that vocation. How? So Saint Paul says, how to be worthy of that vocation? So he says, to be worthy of that vocation, you have to be to practice humility, all humility, he says, and mildness. This is the summary of the ascetic work of Saint Benedict in his rule. All the practices, the obedience and the humiliations and the 12 degrees of humility is precisely for that purpose. And mildness is necessarily in the rule, the way we do things, the way we pursue things, and the way we correct, the way we address topics, issues, and we fix problems is with mildness, with meekness. Also, he said, with patience. So, with long suffering, knowing that the cross, we have to carry the cross each of the others, the cross of our benefactors, our families. So we have to suffer with patience. Patience means to suffer with the grace of God, something. So it means our Lord, our Blessed Lady, carrying our crosses, and the cross of the community, and the cross of our those who are entrusted to us in prayers. So this is what patience is, the work of the religious. Because we are doing the way God wants to do things, not our way, not the way of the superior, it's the way of God through the rule, through obedience. This is why patience is one of the hallmarks of the religious. Patience with us, patience with the others, patience with events, patience with divine providence, patience with those who are beginners, patience with all who are with the defects or with problems. Against all patience, we have to fight against all patience, impatience things. So he said, St. Paul continues, says, supporting one another in charity, this is the religious life in the highest perfection. So we carry the cross, whatever may be, of each other, supporting whatever, even injustices, even misunderstandings, because it's a cross that we want to with which we want to pay the price of grace for the salvation of many souls, to imitate Christ and the Blessed Virgin Mary. Remember, the crucifixion and the passion of our Lord and the desolation of Mary were unjust, completely unjust. They were innocent, completely innocent, immaculate, both of them. They had to suffer injustice from the hands of the pagans. So if they suffer injustice, why we will not suffer injustice? Is it why it's lack of humility to say or to think that we don't deserve what we have, even injustices? Yes. He said, being careful to keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace. This is beautiful. This is very Benedictine also. Every religious is keeping a unity above any personal interest through the bonds of peace. Means peace, remember, is the order of God. So God, Christ is the king. It was Saint Benedict says in the prologue. Everything goes around Christ. The whole day, the whole schedule, all our thoughts, our words, our obedience, our humiliations, our suffering is for our Lord, for the Blessed Virgin Mary. It will keep us in peace, knowing that we are doing the will of God and not our will. And this unity is above, this is our unity. It's above any personal interest, even the personal interests of our families or our benefactors. This unity of Christ's love is above all everything. So our families must understand that we are religious to be husbands to Christ, to belong to Christ completely, 100%, absolutely, without exception. So we have to sanctify, we are sanctifying ourselves, being crucified to the world and the world crucified to us. Precisely to keep this unity in charity with Christ and the others, the members, in order to pull up everybody else to the most sacred heart of Jesus. So we must dwell in cloister, inside the most sacred heart of Jesus, which is the monastery, the convent, in order to pull up everybody else. And this is why it's so powerful that one private revelation says that St. Teresa de Avila, thanks to one fervent prayer, she was able to convert, for only that, faithful and fervent prayer, she converted 50,000 heretics to the faith. So this is the religious. We pull up souls in purgatory towards heaven and our people on earth by thousands a day. This is the aim of God. Using very humble means, but it's the Blessed Virgin Mary and Christ's power, His most precious blood, which is what is acting. This is why the most sacred heart of Jesus promised us to be Himself, the novice master. Why? Because the one who is acting is Himself. So Himself through us is consoling Mary. Himself through us is defeating the devil, pride, the heresies, Vatican II, the monsters of the devil, of the beast of today, trying to rule the world. So this is why we are very happy with that reality. So the people in the world have to understand that to be in the monastery, in the convent, is better for everybody than somewhere else, even at home, no? But at home. So it's a one body in Christ, through Christ, one spirit with the body of Christ, with the soul of Christ, and the Blessed Virgin Mary, which are united, the mystical body of Christ. Because you are called in one hope, so we are going to the same aim, so we are sacrificing ourselves for all of the benefactors and families to bring them to heaven. It's one hope, one aim, one house we are going to in heaven. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, so we are one unity. At the top of that unity is precisely the religious. It is what St. Teresa of Child Jesus said, that the religious are the heart of the church. In such a way that there is no religion, there is no convents, there is no monastery, there is no heart beating. And a body without heart is dead. So the blood is like the graces. Grace is pumping by the heart around the mystical body. It's religious, the religious life. This is very known by centuries. It's why the best answer is religious vocation. It's why we have to foster, to protect, to be happy, to rejoice, to send vocations, to look forward for more vocations, to cooperate materially, spiritually, morally, supporting and bringing vocations and defending vocations. All that we can do for vocations, vocations is excellent. It's what we have to be doing in order to protect the greatest treasure of the church, which is the vocations. And vocation sees the Blessed Virgin Mary on earth, which is the convent, and it's Saint Joseph on earth, which is the monastery. Basically, the Holy Family, which is the foundation of the Catholic Church, to make other Christ has to be Saint Joseph and Mary there, well founded in their house, living their life in us, so that other Jesus means other priest will be formed by Jesus and Mary, by the graces, the prayers, the intercession. The example. That means I cannot be priest, cannot be seminary, if there is no convent and monastery first. That was without having the practice, the Catholic Church always. So we're in an emergency call because there is no convent and monasteries in the resistance movement. There is not. The real resistance, there is not one. So this is why it's a call for all benefactors and families to support this endeavor. And to do the impossible with the grace of God. And St. Paul keeps saying, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all, in us all, who is blessed forever and ever. So he closed this chapter in a very, very beautiful manner. And this is why the church chose it, the gospel of today. It's the charity. It's to fulfill all the law and the prophets. it's a religious life in the highest way to fulfill the first and second commandment is the religious life. Why? Because the religious, literally by the vows, by the sacrifice of their life, are doing the heroic act of charity of loving God with their whole mind, with their whole heart, with their whole strength, with all the resources, all the future, all the past, all their intentions, all their skills are given to God, for the service of God. So as to save souls, also the second commandment, to help souls, help families, help souls in purgatory, to convert the heretics, to overthrow the devil, to overthrow Vatican II, to overthrow the heresies. This is what's so important. So if someone wants to really fulfill the second commandment, if they cannot join the religious life, at least they have to support it with the whole heart, with the whole mind, with the whole strength, materially, morally speaking, and in all the ways possible. So pray for this convent and monastery just born, because without the grace, without the perseverance God gives, we cannot keep going. This is why we need the support and the prayers and the courage of any one of our friends and families. And let it be done like that with the help of St. Joseph and our Blessed Mary and the Garden Angels, which today the feast of the Garden Angels. I never forsaking us in a watch it upon us every morning. In the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen.